Good day. This is Health on the Hill, and I'm Mary Agnes Carey. The Washington, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments this morning concerning the health law's individual mandate, a requirement that most individuals purchase health insurance before 2014 or face a fine. With us today to discuss the case is Ariane DeVogue, who covers legal issues for ABC News. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is the fourth appellate court to hear a challenge to the individual mandate. What can you tell us about the case, and in what way were today's arguments the same or different than those heard in previous court challenges?
Well, you know, this case had drawn a lot of attention because the panel of three judges hearing the case is composed of two very conservative justices, or judges, actually. Lawrence Silberman, he was appointed by Ronald Reagan, and Brett Kavanaugh, he was appointed by George W. Bush. The third judge was Harry T. Edwards, and he was appointed by Jimmy Carter. But today, Silberman and Kavanaugh were very skeptical of the government's principal argument, that is, that the mandate is constitutional because the Commerce Clause authorizes Congress to regulate economic activity. As soon as the government's lawyer stood up to make her argument, they pounced and they asked, in essence, you know, what are the limits on the federal government? Judge Kavanaugh, he worried about an expansion of the Social Security net. And Judge Silberman, he asked, well, could the government mandate you to buy a car? And Beth Brinkman, the Obama administration's lawyer, she said, well, this isn't about forcing someone to buy a product. It's about the financing of the product that every individual will need sometime in their life.
Now, this case, the plaintiffs are also arguing Congress doesn't have the power to require consumers to purchase health insurance. They're arguing that, but they're also challenging the law on religious grounds. Can you tell us a little bit about how much of that of a role did that play today?
Well, unlike some of the other cases that have been brought by the states, this challenge is brought by four individuals represented by the conservative American Center for Law and Justice. And in court today, their lawyers argue that they believe that the mandate violates their religious freedom. Two, the plaintiffs wanted to be able to have the choice for God to take care of them. They don't want to be forced to buy a mandate or pay a penalty. They think God will take care of them. And as their lawyer said, they feel like this mandate forces them into a market. Now, they also argue, as most of the other challengers have, that, in fact, while Congress might have the power to regulate interstate economic activity, it doesn't have the power to regulate inactivity or their choice not to participate.
But there are exemptions for religious concerns, right, in the health law. So why wouldn't these folks qualify for a religious exemption?
Well, it's interesting. Those exemptions are extremely narrow. And I was talking to their lawyers about it, and they said, look, those exemptions only apply to the Amish. And what's interesting is, as you know, this case was thrown out. It was dismissed at the lower court level. And the judge said she was striking it down in part because these challengers, if they didn't want to purchase the mandate, they could simply just pay the penalty.
So you mentioned earlier about we've got a three-judge panel. We've got two Republicans and a Democrat. And you talked a lot about their questions on the Commerce Clause. How do you think, what other sort of areas did they explore, and how do you think those might shape the eventual ruling?
Well, it's hard to tell. You know, the other appeals courts, they've taken about 3 or 4 months to rule on the issue, and it's difficult to read the tea leaves about how this will come out or when it will come out. But there was one interesting thing that occurred, and it's kind of technical, but it's very important. One of the other appeals courts that recently heard arguments on this came out and dismissed the challenge, and it said that the challenge could not go forward now because there's a federal law, the Anti-Injunction Act, that actually bars lawsuits before a tax penalty is actually assessed. So, you know, this is about the individual mandate and the penalty, but it doesn't take effect until 2014. So today in court, Judge Kavanaugh seemed to agree with this position. And that's important as an issue of timing, because if he believes that this law bars any challenge, the timing of when these challenges could occur shifts to 2015, and that's a long time down the road.
So you're saying that maybe the individual mandate issue here in the health law may not be decided till well beyond 2014?
Well, if this argument takes off, and if another appeals court, say, agrees with the Virginia appeals court that found that This means that the challenges can't be brought because the penalty hasn't been assessed, because it only takes effect in 2014.
So looking ahead, what other legal challenges to the health law should we be watching?
Well, the thing really to watch now is the Supreme Court and whether and when the court's going to step in. So we've talked about what happened with the Anti-Injunction Act, but most people believe that the Supreme Court, because the circuits have split on the constitutionality of this mandate, and because it's a major piece of legislation, it's going to step in. It's going to take up the issue at some time. The question is when. They have some challenges in front of them now, so the justices could agree to step in. If they do so before the first couple weeks of January, if they agree to take up one of the cases or a consolidated version of the cases, then it'll be heard this spring, and it will be decided by early summer. And that's essential, of course, because that comes in the heat of the next presidential campaign. So people wonder, how quickly would the Supreme Court move? Maybe they'd wait to see the result of today's case before stepping in, and that would push it not to the term that's about to start, but maybe the term after that.
So it's shaping up to be an exciting 2012 and beyond for the health law.
It really is. The court challenges have all been different. They've all had their own characteristics, and it's been fascinating to watch.
Well, thank you so much. Ariane DeVogue of ABC News.
Thank you.